Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, February 19, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. And before we go through anything else, would you please join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And the only opening comments I have is, you know, it seems to me quite a few things are going along well in the legislature, some things that I still have some concerns about, but I think a lot of progress has been made. And the thing that I really want to point out from this agency's perspective, even just yesterday, again, a couple things that I heard and had concerns on some bills that might impact us, and check with staff, and fully aware of it and know all about it. And I think our staff has just done a tremendous job this year of watching things and making sure that we can access the information we need. So certainly want to give that shout out and express that appreciation. That's all I have. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you have any comments?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. These last 2 weeks, we've had some extremely cold weather, and I just want to give a big shout out to all those who keep our houses warm. It's just with the concerns of the grid and advisories you might read, it's just to all who keep the lights on and to keep our houses especially warm during this time, a big thank you. That's all I have.
Commissioner Kringstad?
No comments from me.
Okay, we'll move into the work. We have just one item on consent this morning. I move approval of that along with the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert?
Thank you. I move the commission suspend the rates and tariff and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company's small power production cogeneration rates, case number PU25-63.
Second.
Thank you. On January 31st, Otter Tail filed a request for the approval of their 2025 rates for small power production, cogeneration, and the renewable energy credits rider, in addition to modifications to the tariff, some cleanup. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reason for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by April 7th. 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I'm glad we're not going to wait 11 months.
Well, when I initially read this, I'm like, they have until April? And I responded, and I'm like, oh, never mind. We are in February. So I don't know where I'm at, January, February, what year. So please bear with me. So that ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Kringstad.
Thank you. All right. I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in Oliver Wind 4, LLC, 345 KV transmission line, Oliver and Mercer County, citing application, case number PU-23-318.
Second.
Thank you. In April 2024, the commission issued a corridor and route permit to Oliver Wind 4, LLC, for construction, operation, and maintenance of an approximately 19.5-mile-long 345 kV electric energy transmission facility and associated facilities in Oliver and Mercer counties. Part of that process involved Oliver Wind submitting reports to the North Dakota State Historical Preservation Officer, or NDSHPO, as it's sometimes referred to, and undertaking voluntary outreach and consultation with Native American tribes to address potential cultural concerns and avoid potential impacts of the transmission line to resources of tribal or cultural significance. Prior to the start of planned construction activities on the transmission line, Oliver Wind's consultant delineated areas containing cultural and archaeological resources that required avoidance. And construction of the transmission project began in May 2024. In June and July 2024, Oliver Wind's consultants observed that previously installed protective fencing had been removed from the area near two archaeological sites, and that unplanned construction had taken place near a cultural site. So in total, there were three sites that were impacted. Approximately 40% and 97% of the archaeological sites and 100% of the cultural site were either permanently damaged or removed as a result of construction activities. Oliver Wind immediately and voluntarily stopped construction work in these areas. They notified SHPO and the participating tribes and implemented a number of corrective measures. In October 2024, the commission appointed advocacy staff in this proceeding. Oliver Wind and advocacy staff engaged in good faith settlement discussions, resulting in a consent agreement. And under the consent agreement, Oliver Wind is assessed a civil penalty of $50,000. Based on the facts of this case, I find the consent agreement to be reasonable and acceptable. It seems to strike a good balance between the seriousness of what occurred and the remedial actions that were taken by Oliver Wind. So I'm supportive of the consent agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I believe this is the largest fine we've assessed, isn't it? It's pretty much up there, but
yeah. Mid-high, I'd say.
Yeah. I'm glad they NextEra came forward with the incident that occurred. And but it's really disconcerting to me that we, at this hearing, we had the local union really advocating to hire locally and all that, and I don't know who did it, but when you go through all the effort and put up a fence and protect that, and they just remove it with no consideration to what was marked, is very impactful to the culture. So it was very disappointing, and I hope NextEra takes some really strong approaches in their development when impacts are identified and appropriately marked, that they're training their staff. So I'll support this, but again, I'm going to challenge them when there's development in areas that are marked, that they're are preserved and respected.
Is there any further discussion?
I think just the one thing, and it doesn't really apply to this consent agreement because based on where we're at with things, I think it's reasonable. But just moving forward, as some of these projects have gotten larger and larger, and I realize, you know, there's a urgency to get approved, you know, and winter months and get started in the spring and get it all done in one season so, you know, can get to the goal of harvesting production tax credits. But maybe at some point there are projects that are just so big that they ought not be done in one construction season. I think sometimes that is some of the problems we have on these construction projects is hurrying to get it done in one season or two seasons or whatever it is, and just base revolving everything around that and just doing whatever it takes to get it done. You know, imagine, and I'm not saying it's the case with this because these were relatively small sites, but, you know, what's $50,000 if that would have been what was holding them up from getting this project done by winter, right? You know, $1 million would have been nothing compared to losing months of production tax credits. So, I don't know. It's something I'm going to be thinking about in future siting hearings with timing goals. I also agree on supporting this proposal.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right. I move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of public hearing in Thunder Butte Pipeline LLC, Thunder Butte Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-24-86.
Second.
Thunder Butte Pipeline LLC filed a combined application with the commission for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for a crude oil transmission pipeline. The project will consist of construction of approximately 4 miles of new pipeline, with 3 miles of that new pipeline located within the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, and additionally the conversion of approximately 31 miles of existing gathering pipeline in Ward and Mount Trail counties. A public hearing, so staff has been working with the company on this application and has deemed it complete. A public hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Central Time at the American Legion on Main Street in Parshall, North Dakota.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
So we have a regular, irregularly short agenda here today. So we'll jump into announcements and take some questions from the press. The only announcements that I would have is our next meeting is, according to a normal routine schedule, 2 weeks from today, March 5th at 10 o'clock. So everything is normal there. But I want to emphasize on either side of that something that I want to highlight. We will have formal hearings for Basin Electric's transmission line. That's case number PU-24-361. That's the big 345 line that will start southeast of Stanton and loop all the way around Lake Audubon and end up near Tioga. And I'm not sure if I said it. It's case number PU-24-361. And so the two hearings will be February 26th at 10 o'clock at the Underwood City Hall in Underwood. And then on Thursday, that's a Wednesday, and then Thursday, March 6th, beginning at 9 a.m., and that will be at the Montreal County South Complex, which is in Stanley. And so, again, those Basin Electric hearings, February 26th and March 6th. With that, we'll stand at recess and take questions from the press.